Hey, what is going on, folks? Matt from Sea of Thieves HQ here, and this is The Tavern, a Sea of Thieves podcast. And yes, I know I haven't put out an episode in quite a while here, and I just want to let you guys know the main reason for that is I just don't want to force myself to put episodes out. And if I'm not playing a lot of Sea of Thieves or something like that, it just doesn't make sense to put an episode out, especially if I just don't have something to talk about. Sea of Thieves actually has been a game I've been playing a ton of lately, really enjoying it. I've been actually playing a great amount ever since they came out with the seasons. So we're already in season two, which is the first topic that I want to talk about here. And I don't know how long this episode's going to be, but I just had some thoughts. And maybe someone from Rare is going to hear this, I don't know, but I've just had some thoughts about Season 2, the special event that's going on, and then maybe some ideas for the future of Sea of Thieves. Now, first off, like I said, I do want to talk about Season 2 thoughts, and mainly, you know, it's been mainly positive with Season 2. I think a lot of people really enjoyed Season 1 because it's new. Seasons was brand new to the game. Trials were brand new. It really made you feel like anything you did in the game, you were progressing towards something, which is a really great feeling. I think it's something that was missing from Sea of Thieves for a while. So I'm super happy that Seasons, the way they implemented Seasons is I think is really successful. So I'm happy that's in the game now. Now, when it comes to Season 2, obviously people had expectations based on Season 1. And I feel like for Season 2, you know, it's great so far overall. But I feel like that has more to do with the game itself than the actual content that's within the season, if that makes any sense. Like, I feel like, you know, the barrel tucking is definitely something that has caused ripples across the community, and it's been great seeing clips of it and watching different streamers do barrel tucking. By the way, I stream on twitch.tv/MattyGorm if you want to check out some Sea of Thieves streams. I stream every Tuesday and Thursday night. That's a little shameless plug right there. So I feel like some of the content that did come with Season 2 has made the game better, but I don't know if there's enough there to really credit it to just Season 2, if that makes sense. So, for example, like the Fort of Fortune has been great overall. The only problem I have with the Fort of Fortune is that it's just it's more bullet sponges, you know, which is just something that Rare does with their bosses and things of that nature. And actually, Captain Falcor, if you guys don't know who he is, he's a great Sea of Thieves content creator. He actually just put out a video either today or yesterday talking about how they should change the mechanics for the Fort of Fortune. So I'm hoping that, you know, Rare takes a look at that video and we get some updates there, because I think it could be something really special. But definitely check out his video. I won't repeat everything that he said here. But first issue with Season 2. So, you know, like I said, I preface this by saying I think, you know, Sea of Thieves is in a great spot right now. But there are some things that I think could change for future seasons. One of them being, I feel like it's too easy to max out the season pass. And it was kind of like this also for Season 1. You know, we're only a few weeks into Season 2, and I am already level 92 in the season pass out of 100, in case you were curious. And I really only play the game, you know, 3 to 4 hour sessions, maybe 2 or 3 days a week, and that's about it. So people that play a lot more than me, I know there's a lot of streamers out there that play, you know, 8 hours a day, 5 days a week, whatever it is, you know, they've already maxed out the season pass. It's just too easy. But also on the flip side of that, I feel like it is very rewarding, the fact that, like, you can do anything in the game and you can level up your season pass. I feel like that is still very rewarding. So honestly, I feel like the solution might be to make the season pass longer rather than harder to complete. Maybe even have, like, you know, after you reach level 100, there's bonus levels where you get gold or you get ancient coins for every level you get after that. Or maybe even you set, you know, specific cosmetics. Like, if you hit level 200, you get like a really great cosmetic set or something like that. I just feel like there should be more progression after level 100. Because honestly, after you hit a level 100, you're really just, it's just Sea of Thieves as normal. Like, you don't really care too much about the trials and all that sort of stuff. And that's another thing that I actually wanted to bring up. It seems like a lot of the trials from season two are the same as season one. I feel like 98% of them are just the same trials, which kind of disappointed me because I was looking forward to having different trials than in season one. And I actually brought up someone over on the Sea of Thieves forums. I'm not sure who it is, so I'm sorry about not crediting here, but they made a great Google sheet for season one of all the different trials and sort of the categories that they fall into so that you could easily take a look at that sheet and be like, hey, I'm on a voyage right now. Let me try to get these sort of trials done while I'm on the voyage, something like that. So taking a look at that list and then the list that's currently in the game, I just feel like it's too similar, and season two sort of doesn't have its own identity because of that, at least in my opinion. I feel like it would have been great to have some trials based off of the season pass. So, for example, you could have one where it's like, kill a pirate, 10 seconds after being hidden as a barrel. So you hide as a barrel, pirate walks by you. I can't talk right now. Pirate walks by you as you're hidden as a barrel. You pop out. You've got 10 seconds to kill him. You kill him. You get that trial done. I think that would be really cool if they sort of integrated it more with what the season pass is. And that could even be based on specific cosmetics. It could be like, hey, get five or get 50 skeleton kills with the specific cutlass that came in the season pass. I can't think of exact names of the cutlasses right now. So I think it'd be fun if they sort of integrated it in that way more, because then you'd see people with actually wearing the season two cosmetics a bit more if there were actual trials maybe tied to them. I think that it could just be fun to do, and it would make it easier to have unique trials per season rather than trying to think of new things to do in Sea of Thieves. It could just be easy if it was related directly to the season. So those are main two thoughts right there. Is one, I think it's just too easy to level up, or not that it's too easy to level up. I think the season pass is just too short. I want more. I'm about to hit level 100. I'm very excited to get that pirate legend hull, which is something I'll talk about in just a second. But I think that I think there could be more. I believe Fortnite might even do this, is that after you hit level 100, you still level up and you still maybe get things. I'm not entirely sure. I haven't played Fortnite in quite a while, but it's an easy game to compare to when you're talking about sort of season passes and battle passes. And then the second thought there was just having the trials to be more in line with what the season's about. Maybe have specific themes for the seasons and things of that nature. Like, I feel like we didn't really have that here. The Fort of Fortune's great, but I don't think there's any trials that are actually related to the Fort of Fortune, which is kind of weird to me that they came out with season two and yet there's no trials really related to it. But, so what else I want to talk about, which came with season two, is a new special event, which is the Reapers versus the World, right? So this is an event where essentially right now, at least, if you're a Gold Hoarder Emissary, you have specific tasks you can do to unlock specific cosmetics. And then also, if you want to run Reaper, your goal right now is to go sink other ships, take their emissary flags, kind of business as usual, but you can get cosmetic rewards for doing that. So I think that's really cool. I think it's great. Although, the first day that I actually played Season 2, I was definitely a bit confused with the event. Or sorry, not the first day I played Season 2. The first day I actually wanted to try to get some of these special event things done. The name of the event is Reapers versus the World, right? So I'm sailing as a Reaper, and I have another Reaper come up to me and start attacking me. And I'm saying to them, I'm like, why? Like, there was another emissary that was nearby that I was trying to track down, but I basically got cut off by this other Reaper. And excuse me. And basically I'm saying to them, I'm like, why are you attacking me? Like, I didn't have anything on the ship. I was just trying to go get other emissary flags. And I was like, it's for the special event. Let's go sink this guy or whatever. I don't know. Something like that. And then they weren't fully aware what the special event was. And then once I told it to them, because they actually were talking to me, they were like, oh, like, we just wanted your flag. And so I found it weird, because in my mind, when I heard the title Reapers versus the World, I figured that meant all Reapers were going to team up and try to take down the other emissaries. But that's not necessarily the case, because I guess it's also Reapers versus Reapers. So I think it would have been cool if sort of the Reapers were able to team up, and and go after all these emissaries, because it really would have been like, okay, well, the non-Reaper emissaries now need to team up to battle against the Reaper emissaries, which is kind of like Reapers versus the world in my mind. So I think it would have been cool if that's how the event worked. Personally, like maybe there's a specific like alliance flag that you can fly when you are a Reaper that is not the normal alliance flag, and you can only alliance with other Reapers or something like that. Could have been really cool, I think. So maybe Rare, you know, if you're listening, take that into account for future seasons or whatever it is. But I think that would have been cool. And it caused, at least for me, I don't know about any of you guys out there, but it caused some confusion for me when I was, when I read the name of the event. I figured, you know, oh, if I'm a Reaper, like no other Reaper is really going to come after me unless they don't know about the event, I guess. But no, I've had Reapers come and sink me while I'm a Reaper and all that sort of stuff. And I'm just like, oh, okay. So I guess like I was expecting the event to sort of establish the ship combat meta in the game, but it really hasn't. It's like kind of business as usual. Like there's no alliancing and sort of that stuff, which it kind of brings me back to like, I want that moment again in Sea of Thieves from the Hungering Deep where, you know, up until that point, you were really like just out for blood. You know, you were going to defend your ship or you were going to go sink other ships. You didn't really care about teaming up with anybody. But then the Hungering Deep event came and that sort of forced you to team up with people and it created such great moments. And I know the game is not Sea of Friends, it's Sea of Thieves. I totally understand that. But I still think it'd be fine if there were these limited time events where you needed to team up in order to do specific things. And I really thought the Reapers vs. the World event was going to kind of be that again, but I guess it's not really. So anyway, that's just something that I was thinking about. But I mentioned earlier that once you reach level 100 in the season pass, you get the Pirate Legend Hull. And throughout the season pass, there are also other Pirate Legend exclusive cosmetics. And I think that's great because personally for me, I feel like there's not enough things in game that are exclusive to Pirate Legends. And I know there are cosmetics within the Pirate Legend hideout, but I'm just talking about everything outside of that. You know, I know this is kind of beating a dead horse here, but there should be specific things that only Pirate Legends can do. And even if that means, you know, you can, if you're a Pirate Legend, you get a specific voyage that is not the current Pirate Legend voyages, that is just for Pirate Legends. Maybe it's something super cool, like super, I couldn't even think of what it could be, but I want it to be unique and apart from everything else that's in the game currently, because, you know, the game sort of touts being a Pirate Legend as this like big accomplishment. And even though there's tons and tons of Pirate Legends now, I feel like a lot of new players, like I see posts all the time that it's like, hey, I just hit Pirate Legend. Like, you know, they're excited about it, you know? And I just feel like there should be more for those players. The pirate, like becoming a Pirate Legend really hasn't changed too much since launch. You know, there's been a few updates here and there. And like, obviously certain events now give more Athena grade gear and things of that sort, or loot, I should say. But I feel like there isn't much to do that's unique to a Pirate Legend. So what I was thinking is that it'd be great. And now I don't know if Rare would ever do this, but if there was a Pirate Legend specific tall tale, which you could only access if you're a Pirate Legend, I think that'd be awesome. I think it'd be really sick, really cool. And there were certain cosmetics that were tied to it, so you immediately know, okay, this person's a Pirate Legend and they did this tall tale. So that would kind of be something for people to strive for. You know, they have like, what, 9 or 10 other tall tales that they can do while they're trying to get Pirate Legend. And once they do, another one unlocks. And you're like, oh my God, this is a specific tall tale just for Pirate Legends. This is so cool. And I feel like they could continue to build off of that, you know, come out with tall tales that are for everybody, but also maybe at a little bit of a slower rate, come out with tall tales that are only for Pirate Legends. I think that'd be really cool. Now, another thing I was thinking about, and I wasn't entirely sure how they would be able to do this, but I think it'd be interesting if somehow there was a world event that was only for Pirate Legends. And the only problem with this is that, you know, that world event would, I guess, not, it wouldn't be able to be shown to a ship that had zero Pirate Legends on it, but it would be shown to a ship that had at least one Pirate Legend on it, if that makes any sense. So if you were on a galleon and only one player was Pirate Legend, everyone on the ship would be able to see the event still because you're in a crew with a Pirate Legend. It's similar. It's a similar like method of how you can get into the Pirate Legend hideout. If you have one crew member that is a Pirate Legend, you can still get into the Pirate Legend hideout if you're, you know, even if you're not a Pirate Legend. So something like that, I think it would be really cool. I don't know if it would be a fort type event because I feel like that might take a little bit too long, but I think it'd be really interesting if like there were specific Pirate Legend vaults that you could get into. Or even, you know, specific things for Pirate Legends where you had to actually break the shroud a little bit. I wouldn't go as far as like the Shores of Gold, but at least break the shroud a bit to maybe you had to go dive down into a sunken ship that's out, you know, outside the boundaries of the map, and you had to get specific loot out of there. And maybe there's, you know, a lot more sharks, or, you know, maybe they even add mermaids to the game at some point, which is something I'll talk about in a little bit. I'd love new enemy types. Well, technically they already have mermaids in the game, but if they added like bad mermaids or whatever, I think it would be really cool to sort of have them as part of an event, specifically for Pirate Legends. And, you know, I guess they would be also be around for non-Pirate Legends stuff. But anyway, that the point I'm making is just that I wish there were more things for Pirate Legends to do. And again, I know this is kind of like beating a dead horse because a lot of people say this, but here's, I just figured I'd give a few ideas in case there's anyone listening that's part of the development team or whatever. Those are a few ideas you might want to tinker around with because I think they'd be a lot of fun. So on the topic of world events, I also want to talk about something that was actually brought up in Captain Falcor's stream, and I'm sure it's been brought up a lot of times before. I actually made a tweet about it on the Sea of Thieves HQ Twitter account, and it's talking about basically retooling the Kraken. Right now, the Kraken just is not something fun that's in the game. I feel like it's almost like a waste of time. You know, the Megs are exciting because you can potentially get the Shrouded Ghost, and you know, you get the Meg meat, and like you're not, you know, you're you can still sail around, and you know, it can damage your ship. You know, and all and you know, not as much as the Kraken, I guess, but still, it can be fun. It can kind of interrupt fights and things like that. And the Kraken can do that, but the problem with the Kraken right now is just it's way too easy to defeat, and it's way too hard to get the loot that it drops. And also, I feel like the loot that it drops isn't that valuable. So if you're in a Kraken fight, you're just like, I don't even pick up the Kraken loot anymore, if I'm being honest. Like the rarest or the best thing that I get from it is the meat. And even at that point, it's like, I don't want to swim out into like inky water and have to go collect like four different tentacles that I just killed, like all different areas to go get the meat. So, I think it would be great. Now, circling back to my actual point before I start rambling on even more, it would be great. And this is again mentioned in Captain Falcor's stream, to have a Kraken world event where there'd be something floating in the sky, maybe the symbol of a Kraken. You'd go over there and it would be a massive Kraken. Like I'm talking the mother Kraken. And you would have to have, you could go in there as a sloop, but you might sink. But you would have to have like a multiple ships or like a really good galleon to go in there and destroy the Kraken. And I think that'd be a really awesome world event. It could take up like the whole center of the map. There's like a huge gap in the middle. And again, credit to Captain Falcor and his crew for talking about this. But again, you know, it might have been talked about before. I'm sure this idea has come up a bunch. But I figured, you know, it's worth talking about on the podcast just because I feel like it'd be a really cool event. It'd be awesome. Now, also on the topic of the Kraken, why don't we have different variants of the Kraken? Does anyone know out there? Like, we should have a Shrouded Ghost version of the Kraken that's super rare. Because the Kraken itself is already rare to spawn in, so that would be even rarer. People would be looking for that even more than the Shrouded Ghost Megalodon. So it just, you know, I feel like they could do some more with that. Even Krakens that, like, you know, had specific powers or something like that. I don't know. I feel like that'd be a bit more. But I really feel like they could definitely, if they did it with the Megs with different, like, variants, they could do it with the Kraken probably. So I'm unsure why they haven't done that yet, because I feel like that would just add, that could be another trial for you to do. Maybe season three is like the Shrouded Ghost Kraken. Like, you know, that's a trial you can get and you get specific cosmetics for that and stuff. I think it'd be really cool. But yeah, so kind of wrapping things up here, I just want to talk about new enemy types in Sea of Thieves. And this is also sort of like beating a dead horse, but I just feel like there could be a little bit more. And I know we've talked about more land, more land enemies. People want like a giant crab, things like that. We've had different types of skeletons and that sort of thing, which has been fun. Like, I still remember the days when the gunpowder skeletons were brand new. Man, that made the game so exciting, having those guys in there. So even if Rare isn't planning on adding more like enemy types, whether it's, you know, under the water or on the land, whatever it is, or even in the sky, maybe, who knows, maybe there's like bats or something that'll fly around and attack you on an island. I have no idea. I think it would be worth Rare also looking into what else can they do with skeletons. Maybe, you know, having a larger, like sometimes a larger skeleton, like I'm talking like three times the size of a normal skeleton will spawn. It'll be slow. It'll take more damage, but maybe it has a giant sword that just like, you know, really like can kill you in one swing or almost kill you in one swing. Things like that could be, I think, a lot of fun because it would give a little bit more variety with different skeletons. And, you know, I also think that it might be worth Rare looking into, like, what are other things that, that, you know, like, for example, we have the shadow skeletons, right? You need to use your lantern to make them vulnerable. So once you use your lantern, make them vulnerable, you can kill them. What other tools do we have in the game, every player has, that could somehow link up to a skeleton? Like, for example, you know, when you're going and you're trying to collect a snake, you have to play music. Maybe there's specific skeletons where like you have to play music, and that would be pretty freaking hilarious, running around with like a banjo, just trying to calm some skeletons down or something because they're going nuts. And then you have like your buddy attacking it, or like you attack it after you play music. I think that would be really fun. It'd be probably not that hard of a thing to implement because they sort of already have that functionality with snakes. Maybe they could do it with skeletons. I don't know. I'm not a developer. But I feel like maybe there's more things, like if they can't bring in these different enemy types other than skeletons, maybe at least they could sort of connect the skeletons more to the equipment that the players have. And they could, you know, potentially come up with some more things. Like for example, like maybe there's even a, this would be pretty funny, I just thought of this, like there's a skeleton that you have to yell at it through the speaking trumpet or something like that, and then it huddles and it covers its ears and it's like, ah, you know, because you're just speaking too loud to it. And then I don't know if that would work because not everyone talks in game, but it'd be pretty funny if that was the case in my mind. So yeah. Those are just kind of some ideas I've had. We've season 2 thoughts, a special event, Kraken World event, and some new enemy types potentially in Sea of Thieves. But feel free to let me know what you think. You can submit voice messages to the podcast through the Anchor app. Also, you can follow Sea of Thieves HQ on Twitter and feel free to tweet at me with any ideas for the podcast or any feedback. Also, you know, feel free to follow my personal channel at Matty Gorm on Twitch and also on Twitter and also on YouTube as well. But yeah, thank you for listening, folks. I really do appreciate it. I'm going to go enjoy some great dinner soon, and I will catch you folks later. All right, take it easy. Peace out, and happy sailing.